Video: Minnesota man sentenced for fatally stabbing his wife during Bible study. By Amy Furr on September 15, 2024. A man in St. Paul, Minnesota, was sentenced to prison on Friday after stabbing his wife to death during a family Bible study in 2023. Robert Castillo, who has a history of drug abuse and crime, pleaded guilty in the case and was sentenced to over 33 years behind bars regarding the death of his wife, Karina Woodhull, Care 11 reported on Friday. Prosecutors said Castillo and the victim were at a Bible study session at Castillo's sister's home the night of March 21, 2023. Witnesses say Castillo leaned over and whispered in Woodhull's ear, then pulled his hunting knife and stabbed her at least 20 times, the outlet said. Castillo's family wrested the weapon from him, and a witness told authorities the group feared he would hurt others present if they did not intervene, Local 12 reported on Sunday. Images show the man and victim involved in the case. According to Castillo's attorney, his client does not remember anything after that morning because he had apparently taken a lot of drugs. "I'm taking full responsibility for my actions, even if I don't recall anything that happened that day due to my drug-induced psychosis," Castillo has since said. The victim was a person who loved people and wanted to help them, her mother, Linda Castle, explained. However, family members had urged her not to marry Castillo because he had several felony convictions. Her mother noted that she thought she could save him, that her love would help them live a life together. Investigators later found divorce papers inside the victim's vehicle. Woodhull had apparently tried to help people in prison get a fresh start in life, her father, Randy Kirschman, said. During his statement in court, he said, "If there ever was a good reason for the death penalty, this would be it." Video footage shows Castillo's sentencing. The man's attorney had filed a motion for a reduced sentence and pointed to his traumatic childhood. But Ramsey County Judge Richard Kyle Jr. said the defendant did not establish he lacked the capacity to understand his actions that night, and sentenced him to 400 months, 33 and one-third years, in prison, of which he will serve a minimum of 22 years, the Care report said.